very welcome to another edition of International Report. In Ukraine, the authorities recently formally inaugurated a new metal enclosure covering the destroyed reactor of what was the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The gigantic dome covers the structure that was erected immediately after the explosion at the plant more than 33 years ago. In the first of a two-part series, RFI's Dhananjay Kadlikar talks to one of the key figures involved in the project to construct the dome.
A giant metal dome encasing the destroyed reactor of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant was recently inaugurated by the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky. Called New Safe Confinement, it seals the remains of reactor number 4 of the plant that exploded in April 1986. It remains the world's worst civilian nuclear accident. The Novarka Consortium, which comprises two French companies, Vinci Construction Grand Projet and Bouygues Travaux Publics, designed and constructed this structure. The project was financed through a special fund managed by the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, or EBRD. Balthasar Lindauer is the Director of Nuclear Safety at EBRD. He explained the challenges involved in executing this project.
This is, of course, a first-of-a-kind attempt to deal with the site of a nuclear accident like the one that happened in Chernobyl. The design work on this facility was a huge challenge to make the site safe. Another challenge is, and that is the highest priority for us, that all of these works be done in a safe manner and to protect workers there from excessive radiation doses. So we insisted that highest standards of radiation protection be applied to this job. No good in trying to kind of fix a nuclear disaster site by exposing workers to additional radiation. This led to one of the design decisions that was to build the new safe confinement away from the reactor and then slide it over. This allowed people to work for longer periods of time within reasonably low radiation fields. It's a challenge because this is the largest land-based movable structure. So it has never been attempted before to move a structure as delicate as this new safe confinement with a weight of 36,000 tons, several hundred meters into place.
The structure in the form of an arch spans 843 feet, has a maximum height of 360 feet, weighs more than 40,000 tons, and cost 1.5 billion euros to build. During the 12 years of this project, thousands of workers were involved in the construction works, with more than 1,000 people working at the same time at its peak. Lindauer said that strict radiation monitoring and planning of interventions was put in place to ensure workers' safety.
In the assembly work for the new safe confinement, the contractor first cleaned the site and put a concrete slab down, which made sure that this site was almost perfectly clean. So there was no limitation to times workers could work at that area. Bigger problems were works at the site of the Unit 4 itself. Once the new safe confinement was slid into place, it needed to be sealed and connected to the existing structures. And this took place in areas where at some point radiation levels were very high. And in one particular area, workers encountered radioactive waste that was buried in the concrete of the existing structures, and they had to drill holes into this area, which elevated the level. There, indeed, it's a matter of calculating the amount of time that workers can spend there to make sure that they don't get exposed above a permissible limit. Another project was the so-called end wall. It's part of enclosing the new safe confinement and creating a fixed barrier to which it can be connected. And this had to be done in areas which were, again, at some point, fairly highly contaminated in the presence of highly active material. And again, this was a matter to plan very carefully and to monitor very carefully to make sure that even though in these areas radiation levels are high, workers were at all times safe. Throughout the project, we have not had cases of excessive exposure to workers, and I'm very proud of that record.
Lindauer elaborated the three principal objectives of this structure.
One is to protect the old structure, the old shelter and its inventory from exposure to weather. So you want to avoid water ingress, snow loads, heavy winds that could damage the structure and shorten its lifetime and possibly lead or contribute to a collapse of this old structure. Other function is that it contains the radioactive materials inside. It doesn't shield against direct radiation, or not very much, but it contains radioactive dust and aerosols inside the shelter. Between the outer and the inner cladding of the new safe confinement, there's a slight overpressure created by the ventilation system, which ensures that these materials cannot escape from the new safe confinement or only through the ventilation system and the sophisticated filter systems to make sure that the levels outside remain lower. Probably the key function of the facility is to provide a safe working environment for future deconstruction works. It is equipped with a very heavy duty crane which can reach all areas inside, which will help to dismantle the old shelter and at some point allow works to also remove the radioactive inventory in the destroyed reactor.
The structure's design lifetime is 100 years, but the operators of this facility can reassess and decide if an extension is necessary for the deconstruction works on the inside. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Paris.